Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 5. I read for you again Jesus' words. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, my fellow saints, on All Saints Day, we get a glimpse of the saints gathered around the heavenly throne. And so we remember those who died in the faith, those who trusted in Jesus to the very end, and now await the resurrection. But what about us who are still living? What does this day teach us? It teaches us that we are saints too, and it shows us our future blessedness. Now, we have to be clear that we do not determine what a saint is from the world or our own imagination. We learn what a saint is from God's Word. And while Jesus is the only truly holy person, the only perfect person, the only true saint, those who are in Christ are also saints because of Him. Thus, all of you who are baptized into Christ Jesus are saints. You are holy because Jesus is holy, and you are covered with Jesus. Just like those saints who stand before Christ's throne wearing the white robes, because they are washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's you, dear Christian. You are a saint because you are in Jesus. Not because you are holy or perfect in yourself, or sin less than other people. Not because you try hard or have good intentions or do lots of nice things for others. You are a saint only because of Jesus. You are a holy person because Jesus is a holy person. You are a saint because the Lord says you are. Got it? A saint is a Christian. A saint is a person that the Lord calls holy in Jesus Christ. But here's the deal. If you're a saint, then expect to suffer. There are lots of preachers who claim that if you're a Christian, your life will be better. You will be blessed and have lots of money and no more problems. But that's not what Jesus said. He said, you are indeed blessed. But when? When you have nothing but Christ, and the world hates you because of Him. That's when you're blessed. Listen, the devil hates Jesus. The world hates Jesus. And your sinful flesh hates Him too. And all three of those enemies are after you because you're a saint, because you are in Jesus. Take the devil, for instance. His one goal in life is to get you to stop trusting in Jesus. Stop wasting your time on the God who is going to judge you. The devil wants to tell you that you are not a saint. You're not holy. Your life is full of sin. God is going to punish you. You can't get out of it. You're dirty. You're filthy with sins. Dear saints, don't believe those lies. We saw St. John's vision in the book of Revelation. The robes of the saints are white. Your robes are white. How? By the blood of the Lamb. Satan can accuse you all he wants, but it doesn't change the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, died for your sins and blotted them out by the blood that he shed on the cross. The devil says, you're no saint. The Lord says, you are in Christ. Who are you going to believe? The father of lies or your heavenly father? Recognize that the devil hates you because you are in Christ. And it is Christ who delivers you from the power of the evil one. That is your battle, your whole life, that you struggle to believe that you are a saint when the devil says you aren't. But thanks be to God in Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection wipes out your sins and defeats the devil's lies. But there's more suffering for Christ's saints in this life. The world hates you because of Jesus. Jesus says, blessed are you when you are persecuted for my sake. That means the world doesn't just hate you because of you. It hates you because you are in Christ. Because you desire to do good and to make peace and to be merciful to others. Because you desire to live like Christ. Sometimes we try to do good, and it seems like the world just pays us back with trouble and difficulty and misery. What did you expect? The world hates Christ, and so it hates those who are His. When the world looks at the church, it is reminded of its own refusal to acknowledge its Creator and Savior. The simple fact that you are a baptized Christian is an accusation against the world that despises Christ and His gift of eternal life. And so the world will hate you, ridicule you. The way of mercy, making peace, being poor in spirit, these are not the way of the world. The world sees such living and thinks, weaklings, we'll walk all over those people. And understand very clearly, the world does not hate you because you try to do the right thing. It hates you because you are in Christ. It is your connection to Jesus that earns you the scorn and nastiness of this world in this life. But cheer up. The world hates Christ. It put him to death. But he has risen. He has overcome the world, and you will overcome it too. Be happy and rejoice that not just here, but all around the world, people of every tribe and nation have been rescued from sin and death. What joy that for a world that hates Christ, out of that very world, Christ has called His church and made her His own. made you His own. But we're not done yet. There's still more suffering and struggle for Christ's saints. That most awful of enemies, our sinful flesh, hates Christ in us. It rebels. It struggles. It wants to break free. It wants to toss Jesus out and go back to its old way of living, full of self-importance, not meek or merciful, not persecuted, but enjoying the favor and friendship of the world. It's bad enough to have the devil and the world against us because of Jesus. But our own selves? Our own flesh? Here is the Christian struggle. That we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and in us, the Spirit does battle against our flesh. Your sinful nature wants nothing to do with Jesus or righteousness or God's word or loving others. It wants to live and do its own thing. So there's only one thing for it, dear saints. The sinful nature has got to go. It has got to die. And so that old Adam gets drowned at the font in baptism. He gets silenced by the words of absolution, and he gets shoved over to make way for Jesus' body and blood in you. It is those gifts of Jesus that make you saints. And that's our struggle. That when we act like pagan sinners, the Lord still calls us saints. How can we believe that this is so? That is the Holy Spirit work in us. That we believe our sins are forgiven and that we are God's children even when we are certain, because of how our sinful nature behaves, that we are not. But what does St. John say? Behold, you are children of God. Now, you see your sinful nature acting up. You don't see what you really are. But when you see Jesus face to face, you will see what God Himself has made you, a new creation by His word and sacraments. If you listen to Jesus' Beatitudes closely, what you recognize is that He describes His saints in this life, but their gifts are for the life to come. And that's the struggle of the saints. We know what our Lord has given us: forgiveness of sins and eternal life. We know what awaits us: the glory of the Lamb's throne in paradise. Until that day, we live as saints whose hope is in Christ's promises. The Lord calls us blessed, although we are targets of the devil. The Lord says we are blessed, though we are hated by the world. The Lord says we are blessed, though our sinful flesh couldn't care less. To be baptized, to be absolved, to be full of Jesus' body and blood, that's what makes you a saint. But it's a mighty struggle with such great enemies out to get us. And that's why we celebrate All Saints Day. To see the gift of Christ in the saints who have gone before us. Saints who were fed to the lions or burned like torches. Saints who were skinned alive or exiled to dismal places. Saints who witnessed to kings, and saints who lived and died long ago. The saints who are in heaven are the saints who heard the preaching of Christ in all times and all places from all over the world. Saints, like our own parents or grandparents or children even, who have gone before us, delivered from this evil world and brought into the glory of Christ's heavenly throne. When we sing in the liturgy Sunday after Sunday about the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we are rejoicing to know that our Lord really does keep His promises. He really does preserve His saints through their hardships and struggles. He really does deliver His saints from their enemies. He has done it for them, and He will do it for you. For after all, our Lord has come, holy and blameless, to be blamed for our sins and to rise to life again. Devil, world, sinful nature have been thrown down by Jesus. The glory that the saints before us now enjoy is the glory promised also to you. Yes, beloved, you are a saint because what Jesus did at the cross has been given to you at the font. Because what was accomplished on Calvary is announced by your preacher. Because He who gave up all things to make you a saint makes you one by putting His own body and blood into you. A saint is Christ's own who has come to the blessed heavenly peace of eternal life. It is Christ's own who still struggle in this life against all enemies. A saint is one who has won over all enemies in Christ and now stands before God, whether in heaven or on earth, as holy in His sight for Jesus' sake. So, one more time. You are a saint. Jesus says so. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.